He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. In his press comments on Monday, Coach Gary Kubiak talked about how proud he was of his team for their win at Green Bay. He said they overcame adversity and showed that they can gut it out in the harshest of conditions. He also said that they will face an even bigger challenge on Sunday when they face a 12-1 Tennessee Titans team. Here's Coach's press conference.
You know, it's important that we keep playing well, John. I mean, that would obviously be another move in the right direction for our football team. But I think the biggest thing, we just want to continue to play well, to be, competitive, have ourselves in each football game and give ourselves an opportunity to win. We still got so many things we can get better at, and we're going to have to play as well as we've played all year long to beat this football team, because they've obviously had our number and played extremely well and have been the best football team in the league this year, so we've got a big challenge ahead of us.
Why do you think the Titans have had so much success against the Texans?
I'm not going to find any excuses for you here. I mean, they've out-coached us, out-played us. They've done a heck of a job. They got a fine football team. They're very consistent. They don't hurt themselves. They run the ball. They play great defense. Special teams-wise, they're very difficult to prepare for. They do a lot of things. Jeff's one of the finest coaches in the game. They just they do a lot of things well, so you're going to have to be extremely good to beat them. And in my five opportunities, we haven't been good enough. So hopefully we'll get better this weekend.
When you were in this game Sunday, did you ever envision when you started off slow and you guys were struggling getting back to 500? When you looked ahead, Gary,
I don't think you ever sit there at 0-4 and say, okay, I envision us being 6-7, at 13 weeks. I don't think you do that. I just think you're figuring out how do we get better the next game? How do we play better the next football game? And that's what we stayed focused on. We played some good football at times and lost. You look at Jacksonville, you look at Indy. Back in Indy again, we played good football in those games and got beat. And, we went to Cleveland, and, yesterday we did some things that could have got us beat in those games, but found a way to win. So I think you just make sure it's 1 week at a time. I know it's an old cliche, but if you get any further focus than that, you're probably not going to play very well.
You usually lose games like yesterday. Did the last drive, could that be a defining moment in this franchise's history?
Oh, I don't know if we know which moment is going to end up being a defining moment, but you got to be able to do those type of things to be successful and have a chance to win in this league. I go back to Miami, we're sitting there 0-4 and find a way to go down the field to score, to win that football game, to get going. Yesterday, when you're on your own 2-yard line in Green Bay, as cold as it was and against a home crowd, to be able to come out of that hole and make the plays that we did and finish that football game after all we had been through, it just tells you guys are fighting. Good things are going on, you're moving in the right direction, but that has to be on a consistent basis to be successful in this league. So we got to continue to do that more often.
Gary, where's the victory yesterday rank for you as a head coach?
Well, I don't know how to put a number on it. I know it's just feeling our football team. We talked about coming off of our first Monday night football game as an organization. That was an important step for the players and this group. We said Saturday night, if we could turn around 6 days later and go to a place like Green Bay in a very difficult environment, tough conditions, and there was probably another level of respect out there for us as a football team and a franchise, and that continues to hold true as we work into this weekend. So, it's just nice to get that win. It's a very difficult place to play. We have not been very good on the road, and to overcome the adversity that we overcame to win, was a very good feeling in that locker room. So, it's a step in the right direction. We just got to continue to work at it.
Could you, in your wildest dreams, imagine Matt coming back after the layoff in 3 degrees and having that kind of thing up there?
No, I don't know if I can imagine any quarterback going in there in that temperature, in that place, and throwing for 414 yards, I think it was, that he threw for. Showed a little rust early, actually, after the first touchdown pass. He missed a few throws. The good thing, it wasn't windy yesterday. That was a positive. And he just kept playing. The thing I was impressed with, even when he missed some throws, he missed them in the right place. Had one play he'd like to have back, but that was very consistent throughout the day. Very competitive, took some shots, made some great plays, had total command of the group. in total command of the group, under a lot of pressure there at the end of the football game. So I know he's chomping at the bit to get back on the field, and it's a big step in the right direction for him.
Gary, defensively, the last three games, the numbers are pretty obvious. You forced nine turnovers. The teams are only 7 of 30 on third downs against you. But schematically and with personnel, how would you describe what you're doing differently? More blitzing, different
packages? Yeah, you know, I've been asked that the last 3 weeks. You know, I would say we've definitely been more aggressive, but it doesn't mean that all of a sudden we change our defense and we're calling different defenses. I think we probably, you know, from a zone dog standpoint or a pressure standpoint, have upped our level as far as how many times we may call those type of things in the last few weeks. That's obvious, but you know, we've been able to do that because we've had some success with them. If you're doing it and you're getting burnt, so to speak, then you probably tuck them away and don't do it as much. But we've been very good on third down. And if yesterday we don't offensively put them in some really bad situations, I think they'd have been even better. So, as I said, I think the biggest key is continuity of people that have been on the field. We've been fortunate to have the same guys on the field now going on a month and got some new help from players like Adibi stepping in there, Bentley stepping in there, Moby coming back. So I think it's just consistency in what we're doing and then, you know, getting a little more confidence.
And you got Slayton versus Johnson, two of the best rookie running backs. Steve had 116 yards in the first game. Johnson had 74. Talk about both of them, please.
A lot alike from a standpoint of speed. That's their game. Give you the opportunity to make big plays, John. I think they both surprised everybody in this league as far as how well they've held up in all phases of the game, pass protection, down in, down out backs. We knew they'd be good third down players. But they both had a big impact on their football teams, and it's two exciting young men. They've got a bright futures, and we'll have our work cut out stopping not only him but their running game. You know, Tennessee's going to run the football every week, and they run it pretty darn well every week. So we get our hands full with them.
How do you explain your success in December since you've been here? It's been your best month.
I don't know. I think we've gotten some breaks here in the past few weeks. I think our effort has been excellent. It just seems like I know we've freshened up a little bit from that standpoint. Players have responded to some of the practice issues we've had. We've taken some of the workload off of them, and that scares you as a coach sometime. Are you going to be ready, physically and those type of things? But our players have really responded. They've obviously been fresher, been faster, and it played better. So maybe it's something we ought to look at earlier in the year.
He's
going to let you go now?
I don't know. Okay. This is the first time you've had a 1,000-yard rusher since you've been here. How important has Slayton been to the offense?
Well, he's been very important. You know, you go back to the situation he got put in. And he started, his first start was against this team. And to go to Tennessee and start that game, I don't think any of us at the time knew what or had an idea exactly how he was going to hold up, how he was going to play, and now we go into 12 weeks in a row, him being a starter and holding up. So, it's just been a pleasant surprise in what he's brought to the team and the type of player he's become. And there's still a lot of football left to play. 3 weeks, and you look at where he's at as a player right now. What is he, third in the AFC and top 10 in the NFL? I know our offensive line take a lot of pride in that, and I don't see him stopping anytime soon. I think he's continuing to get better, and that's very encouraging for our team.
When you drafted him, if someone would have told you he'd rush for 1,000 yards this year?
This year? Well, that would have meant he's playing awful quick. So, I don't know that I would have said you're right. But, we knew we were getting a good football player. We knew we were getting a smart player, a guy that we expected to be a third-down player right away for us. And then all of a sudden, through the injury issues, we went with him, and then he surprised everybody. But he's a fine young man.
Do you ever think about December and August? Are you ever looking that far ahead?
I can't say that I ever looked that far ahead. You try to approach the season in quarters. We're in the last quarter of the season. Try to evaluate each quarter. Hey, what do we need to do different this quarter? It's very difficult when things aren't going good to cut back. But it was something that we took a look at the halfway mark. When I look at our team, our offensive line, those guys have played every snap this year. So, I think if we hadn't cut back a little bit, we're going to have some really worn-out guys. Same thing with Slayton. Same thing with Mario, who's played almost every snap this season, D'Amico. So, being a young football team and having players that, have been on that field a great deal, I think cutting back has helped helped them from a standpoint of play better and fresher toward the end.
Do you have any injury issues?
Our biggest one, I think, is going to be Jesse Nading as we move forward. He sprained his knee. He'll be evaluated. He'll be day-to-day, but he would probably be the biggest one. And then whether Nick or Will make it back next week, I think they're both day-to-day also.
If Kevin Walter averages 50 yards, he gets 1,000. Talk about his contribution, what he's meant. What would it mean to the offense in general to have 2,000 yard receivers?
Yeah, I've only been a part of that one time, but he's a special player, John. I mean, he's really turned into something else. He plays hard in the running game. Seems to make big plays for our team all the time. Very unselfish player. I mean, for us to get him for a seventh-round draft choice a couple of years ago has been just a tremendous steal. And really looking forward to his future. I don't think he's scratched the surface. I think he's going to be a fine, fine player for a long, long time. He takes care of himself. The game's very important to him. People can count on him.
One of the two sacks you had yesterday came from Tim Bowman. He was playing on a four-man front with Mario, Delwan, and Jesse. When you look at that group and just the fact that some of the players you've had out there, the production you're getting from them, specifically the three guys other than Mario, what would you say about those?
Well, they're kind of starting to play as a group, with, like you said, Jesse becoming part of that. He's really helped the group from a standpoint. We've done some things with spinner packages and stuff. He's a very smart player. They're moving him around. But Timmy's just gotten better. I mean, he continued to get better. He's held up. When we've given him a chance to play in the past, his health has been an issue. He's had a hard time staying healthy week to week. I think he's finally settled down and got that under control. But, they're obviously helping Mario, and that was a huge sack in the game. And then, of course, D'Amico's was even bigger when we got to the last drive. But, Timmy's becoming a fine player.
You said that you'd only been part of that once. Was that Smith and McCaffrey?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Did they just do it once?
I think so, John. I don't have my book.
What does it mean to you to be third in offense?
We're moving the ball very well, John. I mean, there's a lot of yards out there. To have 550 yards in a football game, I don't think I've ever been a part of one like that. And to do it on the road in that temperature was really special. But really what it boils down to in this league, you got to score points. And, it doesn't matter if you have 280 yards and you can find 30 points, you got a chance to win. We had yesterday tremendous ball movement and those type of things, but yet only found 24. But it was enough. But, we should have put a few more points on the board.
In the first game against the Titans, Matt had three interceptions. Yeah. You went for fourth down six times and got stopped twice by their goal line. Look at how much better is Matt going to have to play, and are you guys going to have to convert to win this?
Well, I mean, he's going to have to play. Our whole football team is going to have to play extremely well. We had our opportunities in that game, but anytime you play this football team and you get in a must-throw situation, or if they know you're going to have to throw the ball a bunch, you're going to have a hard time having success. And, you just go back, and that's what they do to people. It's hard to be patient against them because they're playing very well offensively. Heimerdinger's done a great job. And if you get down 10 to this team and during the second half of the football game, you're going to have a very difficult time. So running the ball will be key for us, our defense keeping us in the football game, and staying out of tough third down situations. But Matt will have to play extremely well, just like he did last week.
The last time you played Tennessee just happened to come after the bye week for those reasons, and you were an 0-1 football team. And you feel like the team you're taking into the game this time against Tennessee, even though the personnel is almost the same, obviously, is it a totally different team to you, your team?
Well, there are some new faces adding to what we're doing, right now. Whether our football team has changed that much or not, I don't think it's important. I think it's the team that we're playing and what it'll take to beat this football team. It's not going to change. I mean, they've been tremendous to be sitting where they're at right now, having a chance for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And it looks like the AFC is going to go through Tennessee if you want to win a championship. So they've got so much to gain in this football game. And, we're excited to play it. And like I said, they've been very difficult on us. It's a big challenge for our football team, and I know our guys are looking forward to it.
Is it a challenge for you, too? You're talking about the players and the team. What about you as a coach?
Oh, you bet. I mean, it's, anytime we're sitting here as a team since I've been here, we struggled against this group. We haven't beat them. And, that sticks with you for a while. But the good thing is we get another chance this weekend. So I'm looking forward to preparing and understand what it's going to take. But we're going to put the work in and go take our shot.
All you Texans, get up and scream.